According to a recent report, Wisconsin's high tax rates could cause people, especially high-income people, to leave Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, August 18th. As our state capital report continues in this half hour, we'll talk with the author of this study, which comes from the MacGyver Institute for Public Policy and the National Center for Policy Analysis, about the revenue she says Wisconsin misses out on each year and the ways the state could keep more of its residents from leaving. And we will wonder if you ever thought of moving out of Wisconsin because of high taxes. Where would you move and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Pam Villarreal, a senior fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis and author of the study, Is the Tax Code Driving Taxpayers from Wisconsin? An Analysis of Wisconsin Taxes. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Is the tax code driving taxpayers from Wisconsin?
Well, it's interesting because there are some interesting statistics on states that Wisconsin are losing wealth to. And it appears that there are about five states where Wisconsin has lost about $2.5 billion in adjusted gross income to these states over the past 20 years. Now, some may argue that there are various reasons that people leave a state, and that's obviously true. But it prompted me to look at Wisconsin's tax code and to find out if maybe some of this loss could be due to you know, taxes in the state.
Yeah. What five states is Wisconsin losing revenue to?
Well, the number one state is Florida. Now, obviously, there are reasons that people move to Florida. Warm weather, a lot of retired people move to Florida. But in all fairness, when you look at Florida and then you look at Wisconsin's neighboring states as well, you find that people do tend to do better in another state. Florida is the top state that people will move to from Wisconsin, and then also Arizona, Texas, Colorado, North Carolina.
Yeah, and so these are mainly retirees who are escaping Wisconsin winters, or what do we know about them?
Well, that's what we don't know. We don't know who is moving from Wisconsin. At least I don't know who's moving from Wisconsin. But what I wanted to do was to do an analysis to see if perhaps taxes could be a reason. And when I look at people of different income levels, I do find that some people will fare better moving from Wisconsin than others, depending on their income and if they're homeowners or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us how you went about doing this. We don't know then for a fact that higher income Wisconsin residents are leaving Wisconsin because of our tax code, but you're saying the tax code is better in some other states and they might leave.
That's correct. What we have here at NCPA is it's called the State Tax Calculator. You can find it at whynotmove.org. And what it does is it shows how much money people would have or lose each year if they were to move to another state. So you can do a state-to-state comparison. The tax calculator includes federal taxes, but also includes a state's income tax, property tax, and a local average sales tax rate and the state sales tax rate. So what we can at least do is look at a comparison of moving from one state to another and how much would a person gain in discretionary income each year or how much would they lose in discretionary income each year. And we find that it varies, particularly according to income and if the person is a homeowner.
Mm-hmm. And the report also says that Wisconsin's moderate to low-income residents would benefit by staying in the state?
That's correct. Normally, what happens is when you have a state with a state income tax, you know, you often hear, well, somebody would do better moving to a state without a state income tax. But sometimes states without state income taxes actually, the person may do worse because they might pay a higher, say, property or sales tax rate. What we found out was that if you typically have people that are earning perhaps $30,000 to $50,000 a year in annual income and they don't own a home, they actually may do better staying in Wisconsin because they're not really going to be hit that hard by the state's income tax. But if they move to another state, they may be hit harder by, say, a higher sales tax or a higher property tax rate.
Yeah. Does this take into account also fees and services? I mean, maybe we can move to another state and be treated better by the tax code, but we're going to pay a whole lot more for car registration, or we're not going to, you know, we're going to have to pay to get our garbage picked up or something along those lines.
No, this does not include fees outside of paying a sales tax. Normally, because, as I mentioned before, a sales tax can often be higher in a state that does not have a state income tax, you kind of make an assumption that services are going to be very similar. Now, there are states where they have both a high income tax and then also a high sales tax and a property tax, like New Jersey, for example. But generally, we assume that the services are going to be similar. I mean, this calculator was designed to look at the tax burden and not so much what the services are in each state or city.
Yeah, but what fees are different than services sometimes. We have seen reports that say that, you know, that we might pay more in taxes, but we pay fewer fees in Wisconsin.
And that could very well be. I didn't examine fees, so mm-hmm. I don't have an answer for you on that.
Yeah, the Wisconsin has cut taxes by like $2 billion in the last couple of years. How much more does the state have to do in order to keep people from possibly leaving?
Well, and that's true. Wisconsin has made a lot of strides, and we recognize that in the study. The key is they probably could do a little bit more. Now, having said that, I did look at a comparison of Wisconsin among its neighbors because I wanted to see if you take out the weather factor of moving to a warmer state, I wanted to find out how Wisconsin does compared to its neighbors. And one of the interesting things that I found was that people who choose to move to Illinois would actually do much worse at all income levels. So compared to its neighbors, Wisconsin does do better than Illinois, but they probably could have some improvement because they still do not do as well as Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan.
Mm-hmm. So what sorts of things would Wisconsin have to do to be more like Minnesota or Iowa or Michigan?
Well, I mean, that I wouldn't know at this point. I know that Wisconsin has done a variety of tax cuts. They've scaled back some tax credits as well, some special interest credits, but I don't have an analysis of each state's individual tax climate as far as, you know, specific taxes.
Yeah, all right. But by putting the information into your tax calculator, you're finding out that higher income people would do better in Minnesota, Michigan, or Iowa.
Right, absolutely. And then, of course, typically lower-income people, who are particularly those who are renters, would actually do better staying put in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And, we have some callers, and we have some questions on Facebook that we will get to in just a moment. We are talking with Pam Villarreal, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis and author of the study, Is the Tax Code Driving Taxpayers from Wisconsin? And it concludes that Wisconsin's tax rates could cause people, especially high-income residents, to leave Wisconsin. Do you think taxes are too high in Wisconsin? Do you think it could cause higher income people to leave the state? What about you? Have you considered leaving Wisconsin because of the tax code or tax rates? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report here on the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are taking a look at a study that says the high tax burden in Wisconsin could drive people out of the state. The study comes from the MacGyver Institute, which is a free market voice for Wisconsin, and it also comes from the National Center for Policy Analysis. We are talking with a senior fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis and the author of this study, Pam Villarreal. The study is the tax code driving taxpayers from Wisconsin? An analysis of Wisconsin taxes. And Pam, I'm not trying to belabor the point here, but the headline of the study says Wisconsin's high tax burden is driving people out of Wisconsin. But the study says, doesn't say that, does it? The study says it's possible it could.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Mike in Platteville. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. I fall right into the category that you just described. I'm about 5 years away from retiring. My wife and I are looking at other options other than staying in Wisconsin because of the tax burden. We have a 20-acre parcel with a 1,800-square-foot home on it. And live out in the country. We pay over $5,000 in taxes and, you know, are on our own well, our own septic, and really our own services. So, that's what, when you're on a fixed income, you know, that $500-$600 a month is a lot.
Yeah. A reaction, Pam?
Yeah. Actually, you bring up a really good point, because one of the things about the about Wisconsin taxes, and this is actually also true for Texas, where I live, the median property tax rate is pretty high. So especially for people on a fixed income or who are about to retire, sometimes they would actually do poorly staying in the state that has a high property tax rate. One thing that we did do in the study was we compared 70-year-old married homeowners who are retired. They're making about $3,000 in Social Security income, and then they have some investment income. And we found out that they would actually do better moving to Minnesota, Iowa, or Michigan, one of the neighboring states.
We have Chelsea on Facebook who says, who bases a choice to move solely on the tax rate? My number one priority has always been a good place for my children to grow up with good schools, and that is Wisconsin. Talk a little bit more on who would move solely
Actually,
on the tax rate.
I think it depends on what state that you're in. Actually, there are many people here in Texas that are actually from California. And obviously, if they have a job opportunity here, they're going to come. But one of their number one reasons is tax burden. So surprisingly, depending on what state you're coming from, there are many people that if they have the opportunity, they would relocate due to tax burden.
John in Windsor is with us. Hello, John.
Hi. You're talking to a guy right here who has lived both in Minnesota and Illinois, and I couldn't wait to get back to Wisconsin. The reason is you have to look at the fees. That is absolutely a must. When I was in Minnesota, I paid $280 for my license tabs, which was about $210 a year more than what I paid in Wisconsin. When I was in Illinois, I paid $70 a year for my local public library. I don't pay for that in Wisconsin. So unless you're including those kind of things, you really can't compare. And just cutting taxes is not the answer. The answer is re-looking at the way taxes are assessed on individuals. There are too many corporations that are not paying their fair share of taxes to maintain the highways and the infrastructure that we have, and they are taking advantage of the state of Wisconsin, which then increases taxes on those fixed income individuals and us lower-income individuals who work for the state.
There's a couple of different points there, but Pam, what about reassess the taxes?
You do make a valid point about fees. Obviously, the state tax calculator does not consider fees, especially since it's just on a state level and local fees will vary. However, I would ask you what you would consider a corporation's fair share to be. You say that the corporations are taking advantage of the state. And obviously, there's a lot of cases of corporate welfare that most people who support a fair tax system would not support. And I agree, there's a lot of corporate welfare. But I'm not clear as to how they're taking advantage of the state or what you think their fair share would be. I'm not familiar with what the corporations are paying in Wisconsin.
Do you want to clarify, John?
Sure. For instance, the taxes for highways. They're not paying taxes to build our infrastructure, our highways. They're not paying the taxes, the same taxes that a lot of us pay for the development of roads, bridges, for the schooling that we provide so that we have good quality employees for them. There are a lot of different areas that corporations really need in order for them to survive. They need to have the infrastructure here. And in Wisconsin, we have that infrastructure. We have had, and corporations do not pay for those kind of things that they really need to be paying for.
But the CEO of the corporation is paying the taxes, John?
Well, the CEO, if he lives in Wisconsin, if he maintains residence in Wisconsin, is paying for those taxes. But if he chooses to live in Texas, where he's paying or have that as his home base, then he's not paying taxes in the state of Wisconsin. Right.
So it's just that the corporation itself isn't paying taxes, or many are not paying the taxes that the rest of us do, meaning that our burden is higher than it needs to be, Pam.
And that's a possibility. I mean, a lot of times when states try to attract business, they offer them tax abatements for so many years, and I'm certainly not saying that's the right thing to do. But I would take issue with the fact that you say they're not paying for roads. Here in Texas, our roads are financed by gasoline taxes. So if you have people that are driving in Wisconsin, maybe the CEO doesn't live there, but if you have people working in Wisconsin, it would seem like that they are paying for roads because they're having to pay gas taxes unless they're taking some other form of transportation.
Yeah, we're going to move on. Thanks, John, for the call. Let's go to Pat in Richland County. Hello, Pat.
Well, good morning, Joy, and great program. I hope we can have a program sometime and just the part of the tax formula that I'm going to bring up.
Well,
back in the 80s, pardon?
We're short on time, so.
Oh, I know. Back in the 80s when Thompson and the governor changed it so that farmland isn't taxed, my neighbor's place is valued at $4 million. They make big money off it. His pickup he drives every year costs more than all of us in our household make in a year. His taxes are minuscule. We pay $40 in taxes to every $1 in property tax he pays. Okay, now we don't have money to run the courthouse, meet essential services. See, the only thing left out here, Joy, now is the big corporate farms, and it's changed. See, that law was changed in the spirit of keeping the family farms on the farm. It ain't that way anymore. They've seen it coming, and we have to revisit this because.
Pat. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit concerned that we don't know enough about this particular aspect of the tax code to talk about it. Go ahead.
To make one little point. You're probably referring to farm subsidies, and generally the farm subsidies do benefit wealthy corporations and don't really help the family farm. And that's something that generally people who support a fair tax system, you know, would not support. So, I mean, that's outside the scope of the study, but you do bring up a good point about, you know, should we continue farm subsidies?
Let's go to Dennis in Hudson. Hello, Dennis.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to make these kinds of so-called studies are always somewhat irritating. A business doesn't worry about taxes. It worries about after-tax profits, and an individual worries about after-tax income. And people that aren't retired can't necessarily leave Wisconsin to go to a low-tax or so-called low-tax state. What they might move for is a better job, which would give them higher after-tax incomes. Focusing only on taxes misses the most important points, both to individuals at work and to companies that are looking for profits.
Mm-hmm. Pam?
And that's correct. I mean, if people can't just move for the benefit of taxes if they don't have a job, but as I mentioned before, many times if an opportunity comes up, like those who are, you know, in California coming to Texas, if they have a job opportunity, they will move to reduce their tax burden. But it's not possible for everybody to do that, and I realize that.
Yeah. So in our final minute, what do you think public policy leaders should do with this information?
Well, I think it's designed to help policymakers to take a look at their tax system and make reforms if needed. I know there are a lot there's a lot of information out there showing that people do. There is a lot of state tax competition. People do consider other states when it comes to tax burden. So this is just a study to show policymakers in Wisconsin what their tax code, you know, how it may be affecting people of different incomes. It's just designed to provide information.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much.
Pam Villarreal, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis and author of the study, Is the Tax Code Driving Taxpayers from Wisconsin? Thanks to Bill Martins, to Justin Williams, and to Marika Saval for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to talk with the author of The Powers of Two about creative pairs. That's coming up in our next hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.